Thank you for calling Learn Japanese in 20 seconds a day. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Kujo ga arimasu. Watakushi wa ayatsuri ningyo ga kirai desu. Doki ga shimasu.
To sign up for tomorrow's lesson, please leave your name and number after the beep. Sayonara.
That was a comedy bit, everybody, so don't think that was a real commercial. We try to keep our intros and outros, or whatever you call them on the Bruce Allen Show, lively and different. I promise that. Well, welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. And you can listen or download my show, any show, on my website, bruceallan.com, and you can also find us on iTunes, where one or two shows are up, and eventually they'll all be up. I hope you'll like my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page and follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Allen, and follow Boomer Tech Talk, at Boomer Tech Talk, and visit my website, where you can listen to any of our shows, read any of my columns, all of my blogs, and see all kinds of boring pictures of my family and travel, etc., at bruceallan.com. Today we spoke about the middle school syndrome, as I've dubbed this problem. I want to thank my regular guests, Wayne Levine and Pastor Drew Sams, for commenting on this interesting and what turned out to be a very controversial subject, I think. I will be curious if my dubbing of the middle school syndrome becomes more commonplace. That was my little fantasy hope that I get credit for tagging that term, so to speak. Tune in next week when our topic will be, I miss my best friend. I'm one of those guys that has had best friends his whole life, and my best friend since 10th grade and I have grown apart, and I miss him, and I'm sad about it. I think men need best friends, I think women need best friends, and I think same gender friends are important to us. And that's what the topic is, and that's what my column will be about next week. So tune in, and you can discuss, and we can discuss the idea of best friends. I don't think our kids have best friends the way I did when I grew up. I always had a best friend. The middle school syndrome, I want to talk a little bit more about it. It's not like the empty nest syndrome, which is well known and documented and ubiquitously written about. The middle school syndrome is a much more contemporary problem, and I think it's because middle school has been isolated and because technology has changed things. And that's part of what we talked about in today's show. Parents were invited to be participants in elementary school, and now they're told in middle school to get lost. And for a lot of parents, especially the 60s generation, that were so involved in their children's upbringing, the in and out of being involved is not easy to take. And I think that has been part of the problem and why I've dubbed this problem the middle school syndrome. It is a problem for both the kids and the parents. I know it was actually hard for me. I had volunteered in my son's classes all through elementary school, and all of a sudden now they don't want me around. They just want my money. So, well, everybody wants your money. That's kind of part of life. Anyway, that's what we talked about today, and you can listen to it, the whole show, if you've missed any of it, again, on my website at bruceallan.com. We are still looking for one more sponsor for our show, and what better way to reach your audience of parents and concerned families with kids than on our A Dad's Point of View show, where you're going to find both men and women listening. Call the station at 805-564-1290 for more info about the show and sponsorship opportunities, or contact me at bruce@brucesallan.com. Questions of any nature are encouraged for this show, and you can write or email me at bruce@brucesallan.com. I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer, and the man who puts together all of the sound bites and the music cues, of which I vary them every week, making his job that much harder. But if I made it easy, what fun would it be for him? Second, my cheerleader, Les Carroll, KZSB station manager, my home station. And third, the man behind the scenes who makes me look good on the video feed. That is Dylan Haley, our behind-the-scenes technical genius, the man who just returned from Burning Man and won't tell us any of the stories. Thanks again for joining the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now. Oh,